Father, we thank you. We worship and honor you. We magnify you. And we thank you for this service. We thank you because not one person will leave here the same way they have come. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Welcome you this morning still to this third service on discovering and fulfilling life's purpose, part 3. Our objective is to understand what it takes to discover and to fulfill life's purpose. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and watch to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Verse 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision of the plan of the purpose, make it plain upon tables that it may run that readeth it. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. There are five things we noted this morning as far as scriptures is concerned concerning purpose. Number one, we said that the purpose of life is the life of purpose. Life is only purposeful if it is lived on purpose. We also said that the meaning of life is the life of meaning. When the life of a person doesn't add meaning to nobody, it's a useless, meaningless life. The purpose of life is the life of purpose. Number two, we said that success in life is success in purpose. Success in life. It is only when we succeed on purpose that we succeed indeed. If in mathematics they said 2 plus 2 is what? And you wrote 6. And they asked you, why did you write 6? You say, oh, I thought they said 3 plus 3. You succeeded in the wrong answer. But it is failure. The examiner will not give you pass because the answer was right. And the answer was not the answer. It's the answer to another equation. Am I communicating? Success is only success when you succeed in purpose. Number three. Every product on earth was created on purpose or for a purpose. There is nothing in this world that was not created for a purpose, especially human beings. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, God told Jeremiah, said, before I formed you, I knew you. And I ordained you a prophet. So, purpose precedes creation. It precedes creation. Thirdly, the creator or the manufacturer of the product is the determinant of the purpose. The meaning is, you cannot determine why you are born. The one who brought you forth into this world determines why you were born. Finally, purpose is not the decision of the product. Purpose is the discovery of the product. You don't decide your purpose. It was already decided for you. You only discover it. What you decide to become is ambition. What God decides for you to become is purpose. This is what I want to be is ambition. This is what God wants me to be is purpose. It is when you make his purpose to become your ambition that you can guarantee your destination. Say that again. When you make his purpose to become your ambition, then you guarantee your destination. If my purpose is not what I decide but what I discover, then what is the pathway? What process do I follow? What are the things I need to do to reach the place of purpose? Number one, desperation for the will, purpose, and plan of God. Desperation. In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 where we read, he said, I will stand upon my watch. I will set me upon my tower and I will watch to see what he will say unto me. I will watch. Desperation. I had said earlier on that desperation is the birthplace of revelation. When you come to the point, like we said in the service, of restlessness to know your purpose for living, when you refuse to be satisfied with the life of ease, and then look at this. When you have decided that it is compulsory to know where to channel your life's energy. You have decided that it is compulsory to know where to direct your energy, to direct your resources, to direct your abilities. Where you have come to that point, where you are saying, I cannot scatter my effort. I can't scatter my time. I can't scatter my resources. I must know where to direct my energy. When you are at such a point, then purpose must be known. Somebody say amen. The violent taketh it by force. Matthew chapter 11 verse 12. Everything that must be taken in the realm of the spirit must be taken by force. The degree of force you possess can determine the degree of light you can command. You don't get out of life just what you deserve. You get what you demand. That is desperation. I don't want to end my life and be wondering whether I fulfill God's purpose. I want to know now. Desperation.
Number two is neutrality of position in the matter of God's purpose. Neutrality of position. Where you are at the point where it's not anything I want, but what you want. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Lord, I want to prove, I want to confirm what is not just that something we call the perfect will of God. That's something that is called the permissive will of God. And that is something that is called the good will. It's not good for the man to be alone. It is good for him to be married. Is that scripture? Let me find a helpmate for him. Is that right? It's not good for him. So it is good that the man be married. That is level one. Level one, I have gone to the village or gone to my class and found who to marry. That is good. But is that perfect? Is that perfect? Can I just find anybody anywhere? Maybe it's even an unbeliever. All right. Let me leave that level. And then I left the level of the good and I came to the level of the acceptable. I came to church. He said, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. So I decided to find a Christian sister to marry. That may be acceptable because you have now found somebody of your sort. But is that perfect? Does it mean is everybody in church I can marry? Answer, capital no. Not that they are bad people, but there is somebody who can accommodate your destiny. There's somebody who can complement your potentials. And then you find that one, then it is perfect. The good one is not bad. You did well by getting married. Even the acceptable one is not bad. You at least marry somebody who is in church. But the most important one is the perfect one. To find that right person. Am I communicating? But take your seat. It is easy to know the will of God when your agenda does not conflict with the plan of God. When you don't have an agenda that is in conflict. Many people are unable to identify the will of God because they have an agenda. And most times those agenda conflict with the will of God, with the plan of God. Where you lead me, I will go. In the army. Where you lead me, I will go. In the army. Where you lead me, I will go. In the army. I'm a soldier. In the army of the Lord. And the Lord knows the way to the wilderness. All I need to do is to follow. My God knows the way to the wilderness. All I need to do. You know the best, O Lord. I don't know what you know. My future, Lord, is your path. You know it well. You know the best because for me, I'm seeing that girl now and I thought that that is a good wife. Yeah, but you know that that lady is an agent of the devil that can kill me tomorrow. I've seen people kill their husbands to inherit property. Oh no, I thought the man is a good man, is wearing tie and suit and looks decent physically. And I thought, and I see him in church all the time, but he's just coming to church pretentiously. He's still in the occult and he's looking for who to kill. You know the best, O Lord. I don't know what you know. My future, Lord, is your path. You know. My future is your past means where I am going, you have already left there. You finished everything about where I'm going before I'm reaching there. What I am looking forward to is what you are looking back at. He said, before I formed you, I knew you, I perfected everything before you arrived there. So my future is your past. And you know which way I must take. You know where I must go in order not to enter a hole. In order not to enter a pit. You know the best, O Lord. I don't know what you know. My future, Lord, is your path. You know which way I must go. You know the best. You know. I don't know what you know. I don't know what you know. My future, Lord, my future, Lord, is your path. You know which way. Take the lead, oh Lord. Take the lead. Mashaka lagadaka. I'll follow you. I'll follow you. Take the lead, oh Lord. Take the lead. I will follow you.
I will follow you.
Take the lead, oh Lord.
I'll follow you.
I will follow you. Said, please don't forget for as long as you live that the creature can never know more than the creator. Never. Don't struggle. His perfect will for you is better than your perfect plan for yourself. Don't struggle. It's far better. You'll realize it's far better.
I will follow you.
Number three is existence in the mode of inquiry. If you want to know the will of God, you want to know the plan of God, you should be someone who asks him questions. Inquiry. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. You know the story? Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Only people who ask questions are entitled to answers. If you want to increase the rate at which you experience answers from God, ask him profitable questions. What is your plan for my life? I'm not talking of quarrel questions. Why am I not married now? Eh? Why? Tell me, God, tell me now. Those are counterproductive questions. Lord, I know you have good plans for me. Is there something I am missing I don't know yet? I'm open. Just let me know. Just let me know. Is there a step I need to take? Is there a move I need to make? Is there a kind of prayer I need to pray? Just, I'm open to you. And then, please understand that inquiry is doorway to discovery. For those who inquire, God causes them to discover. 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8. And David inquired. And at the end of the day, he discovered. He inquired. And he discovered. So desperation for the will and plan and purpose of God,
neutrality of position, existence in the mode of inquiry. Number four, soaking and studying the word of God. Soaking and studying the word of God. Psalm 119 verse 130. It said, the entrance of the word giveth light, and it giveth understanding unto the simple. Word insight is key to destiny impact. Insight into the word impacts on destiny, impacts on life. When the word enters, light springs forth. Insight in scripture is cure for ignorance in life. It bringeth understanding. You cannot be insightful in scripture and be ignorant in the matters of life. Am I communicating at all? When you open your life and open your heart to scripture, to the word, many things around you are answered. What to do, how to do, they just get answered. Also, don't forget that scriptural illumination is key to destiny restoration. You want to recover your life and become who God wants you to be. Scriptural illumination. That was what happened to the woman who lost her coin. In Luke chapter 15 verse 8, she lit a candle, and as she swept, she found. She swept, she found. If you are losing your bearing in life, you are losing your purpose in life, you are losing light from the world, can put you back on course. The fifth thing to do is the climate of worship. The climate of worship. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verse 2, talking about certain of the disciples in Antioch, he said, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, what is the meaning of the word ministered? New Living Translation, New International Version, Living Translation. One of these days, one day as these men were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, the voice of the Spirit travels in the vehicle of worship. As they were worshiping the Lord, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the assignment. For the purpose I have called them for, set them for it, while they were worshiping. If you live inside worship, if you don't hear him immediately, you will hear him eventually. Did you hear what I said? If you live in worship, you climate your life with worship. If you don't hear immediately, you hear eventually. If it is not audible, it will be visible. If it's not visible, it will be tangible. Something, I mean, by any means you can hear him, he will let you know. He can cause one dream to arrive and that settles you. Someone say amen. If you live in worship, if you don't hear him immediately, you will hear him eventually. After we have done all that, how do you know that this is God? This is what God is telling me to do. How do you unravel purpose? I'll be very fast now because of time. Number one, through divine direction and instructions. This is when you hear his voice. Psalm 85 verse 8. He said, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not return again to folly. Let them not go back to their own ways. But he will speak. God can speak to you audibly. He can speak to you internally. He can speak to you through perceptions and convictions. But he will speak through directions that will point you to what you are to be doing with your life. I went to inquire of the Lord many years ago, about 24 years ago this year. Lord, what are you talking about? I am at a junction of my life. And after 2 days of fasting, I was fasting for 3 days. The second day in the evening, he told me what I have been telling you about many years now, about ministry, about going to the world to touch your generation. This is the time. And he spoke to me clearly. And while I was away in that field, asking God for direction, my wife was at home with our new baby. It's 25 years now. With our new baby. 24. With our new baby. And was telling God, Lord, whatever you are telling him there, tell me here too. So she heard from God and wrote down things before I came back. And when I came, we compared the notes. And what he was telling me there in the bush, he was telling her here at home. Double confirmation of what to do. Number one, true divine direction and instructions. Number two, true visions and revelations. God can show you true visions and revelations. Dreams of the night. Visions of the night. Trances that will point you to your life assignment. Point you to what you are to do with your life. Acts chapter 16 verse 9. A vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed, begged him saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. This man was on course of assignment and then saw a dream where a man was asking him, like, come to where? Call the name of your place. FCT. Abia State. Where in Abia State? Ohafia. Say, come to Ohafia and help us. That was what Paul saw in the dream. And the next day, he realized that God had a mission for him in Ohafia. You have succeeded in calling your place. Hallelujah. And now, when we talk about dreams and talk about visions, it should be comparable with other modes of leading that God leads. For example, if a young man has been having a young girl at heart regarding the issue of marriage and is thinking of her seriously, he would dream. And in the dream, he may see themselves getting married. But I can assure you 99% that dream might not be of God. It came out of his own heart. He dreamt what he desired. Alright? So, that is why the neutrality is important. The neutrality. Where you are neutral in the matter is very important. Visions and revelations. Number three is true burdens and passions of the heart. I looked at that extensively already, and I'm going to just brush through this. The burden of your heart is connected to the bearing of your life. The passion of your heart is connected to the purpose of your life. The problem
that makes you cry at times is a problem that you might have a solution to. In Acts chapter 7, verse 23, when Moses was full 40 years, according to scripture, it came to his heart to visit his brethren. His brethren became his burden. And 40 years after this, God used him to deliver them. Burden, passion, like Nehemiah. It has a bearing with your life. Number four, true affections and compassions of the heart. Again, we looked at this in the last service. Jesus Christ, in Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, he saw the crowd, multitude. He was moved with compassion toward them and healed their sick. He healed their sick. Where we read now is also applicable here. Acts chapter 7, verse 23. It came to his heart. There is a connection between your heart and your work. There is a connection between the heart you have and the mark you will make. There is a connection between what you love doing and what you are to live doing. I am enjoying my life. There is a connection between what you love doing and what you are to live doing. That was number four. Number five, true insight from life's experiences. Insight from life's experiences. That is, you look at where you are coming from and God might point to certain things that were experiences in the past that may be linked with your assignment of the future. Matthew chapter 4 verse 18 to 19, when Jesus encountered Simon Peter and Andrew his brother, he saw them fishing. They were fishers. He said unto them, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. The meaning of this is, I'm not taking you from fishing. I am only moving you to fishology at a higher level. You are still in the department of fishology. Not physiology, fishology. You have been fishing fish. You are now to fish men. I trained as a medical doctor to apply injection in order to deal with infection. Now I am applying unction to deal with affliction. Do you understand what I'm saying? I saw that before there was injection to handle infection. Now there is unction to handle affliction. And very soon we are setting up a medical school and hospital that will combine both injection and unction to kill affliction and infection. Just deal with everything. Deal with everything. Deal with everything. Deal with everything. The one that escaped the injection cannot escape the unction. Oh yes. It's in the pipeline. Take your seat. So what you pass through at times can be connected to what will pass through you. And the extreme is the case. What you suffered can be a key to what you will offer. Where the devil suffered you before can be that area where you will suffer the devil. I told you before that I grew up as a very, very sickly child. I don't have the time to go into the detail now. I don't even know all the full details. My mother told me the details. Convulsion, 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 fever, fever, fever. No smile. My senior sister told me, he said, in those days that I will smile like once in a year. because of pain, because of no need to smile. Always in pain. Always under affliction. And today God said, I give you the same unction. To rescue people from pain. Take your seat. Out of your mess can come your message. Out of your misery can come your ministry. And when I say ministry, I don't mean you open the church. It can come your assignment. Your assignment. There is not everybody in ministry who open church. There are people seated here now. You have full-fledged assignment to widows and orphans. Am I communicating? Take your seat. I once spoke with a man on the phone who has been taking care of a widow now for almost 11 years. A widow whose husband was killed by terrorists in the Northeast. When the man heard the story, he picked up the widow and picked up the children of the widow. And decided that this woman's children will go to the same quality of school his children are going to. High level school, paying in 6 zeros per term. And he has been taking care of their accommodation, taking care of their housing and everything. Recently, I got to know that such a thing was going on. So I called, I found out and I spoke with the widow woman. And I said, oh, there's a man like that. And that she has not seen the man once for 10 to 11 years. Doesn't know the man. So I spoke to the man on the phone. I said, oh, I just heard of what you have been doing for so and so person. The Lord bless you and the Lord increase you. Let me know where we can come in to assist you. I've tried your best for almost 11 years. He said he grew up as an orphan. That his mother was a widow. At the age of 11 years, that was when he grew. Without a father. So he saw the suffering of her mother. And he saw what himself passed through to grow without a father. And so he vowed that as God gives him money, as many widows and orphans that he will assist him to help, they won't know what it means, what it means to suffer. So he took them up, placed them in schools, and he said, I don't want her to know me. I don't want her to thank me. I don't want any contact. All I want is let the children go to school. I was touched. Out of his misery was coming his ministry. Out of his mess was coming his message. Out of his insult is now returning his impact. I've seen prostitutes who feel burdened to reach out, repented prostitutes burdened to reach out to prostitutes that are still prostitutes. I've seen drug addicts who came out of drug and they are touched by God to rescue other drug addicts. So insight from life's experiences. And finally, through the discovery of life's potentials and giftings, you check inside yourself. Your potential can reveal certain aspects of your life. A man's gift will always make room for him. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 16. And bring him before great men, or take him to his future. The gift. Daniel was a man that was lifted in Babylon on the frequency of his potential. He had the gift of wisdom. Daniel chapter 5 verse 11. He said, there is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the Holy God. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. And every king from Nebuchadnezzar to Belshazzar to Darius to Cyrus. It's okay with the passage now. Every one of them leveraged on the wisdom of Daniel. He took him to the palace. See, your gifting, your potential, what you know how to do, can reveal to you an aspect of your purpose, and also take you to your ultimate purpose by doing it. Singing, playing instrument was not the final thing David was to do with his life, but it was part of his potential. But that was what took him to the final thing. It took him to the palace. Dreaming and interpreting dreams was not the final thing Joseph was to do with his life. But that took him to the final thing, which was the spiritual and physical and administrative oversight over a whole nation. By following his potential, he arrived at his purpose. And when you are talking about potential, don't put money first. It's not a matter of how much will I make. It's a matter of how many lives can I touch. Daniel didn't charge the kings how much they will pay. Joseph didn't charge the butler and the baker. It was a matter of impact. And at the end of the day, it took him very far. Don't put money first in the matters of destiny. Put impact first. And after impact, income will come. The income will come. Impact will bring income. That's why they call it income. It's coming. Coming in. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Just understand that what you can do is connected to what you can be in life. What you can do is connected to what you can become. So whatever you know how to do it, do it well. Give it your best. Go the extra mile in it. It is connected to what you can become. Conclusion. Determined to live in purpose. Determined to live in the purpose of God for your life. This life is not a rehearsal. Don't waste it. Live in the purpose of God. And secondly, determined to pursue divine purpose without discouragement or distraction. Determined to pursue purpose without distraction or discouragement. Even though it tarries, wait for it. If what you feel God wants you to do with your life, you need money to do or whatever it is, just don't be discouraged. It will come to pass. Lift up your hands.
You know the best, oh Lord. I don't know what you know. My future, Lord, is your past. You know which way I must go. You know the best, oh Lord. I don't know what you know. My future, Lord, is your past. You know which way I must go. Take the lead, O Lord. I'll follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. Take the lead, O Lord. I will follow you. I will follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. Take the lead, O Lord. I'll follow you. I'll follow you. I will follow you. I will follow you.
Lift up your hands everywhere and just appreciate God for what you have received.
Take a little love.